You want to know why? Yeah, you want to know why they know you're looking is because they're probably looking at either UCC filings or somehow they got a hold of like an old credit report or something. That's the only way because I honestly, why would I talk to anyone? I don't.
Jimmy's out of service.
Yeah.
Hey, is this Jimmy?
Yes.
Hey, Jimmy, this is Hashim with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Very good. With who?
With the Bank of Cardiff. I got your inquiry here. You were looking for some working capital.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
No, it's okay.
Bank of Cardiff.
Yeah, just kind of wanted
sorry,
to...
I got some customers right here in front of me. That's why...
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah. Do you want me to call you back at a different time?
No, it's all right. It's all right. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. You have a few minutes, is that right?
Yeah, I got a few minutes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just kind of wanted to go over and see what you were really looking for here. I got your inquiry. You were looking for some working capital. Tell me, you know, what are you looking for?
About 5 million.
5 million?
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, thank God you were kidding. I was going to say, oh man, I don't know if I can help you. You scared me.
Cedric.
I was going to say, that's a lot of money.
We're looking for about 50,000.
50?
Yes, to...
Okay.
Keep going. Not keep going. Just I want to get some extra equipment, hire some more people. That's what I'm looking for.
Oh, okay, so for like equipment and payroll and things like that.
Yeah.
Okay, so we do equipment financing and working capital. Were you planning on doing like bringing on the capital in order to use that for everything, for equipment and payroll?
I guess yes.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So we're looking for around $50,000, and for the equipment, how much does a piece cost, or what is it that you're looking to get?
Depends. We're looking, I want to replace my older tire machine. I got two tire machines, one balance machine, one tire machine, exchange tires. So it's a little bit older. It's about 15 years old, and... I try to replace it, get something newer, more expensive.
Of course.
This one, these two machines is probably is about 20,000 to 25,000.
Okay. All right. So we're looking at 20,000 to 25,000.
Some other stuff are out here, some more equipment for transmission flash machine or one of these. Or a new AC machine because new Freon is coming out these days.
Right.
And I believe all this is going to be about 40 grand. So I need another extra 10 grand to... just to cover my...
Your day-to-day operations?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. So we're looking around $40,000 for all the equipment and then an additional $10,000 for you know, the day-to-day operations.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll make note of that, see what I can work with. And if you were to get this $50,000, what do you think your return on investment is going to be? Are you going to be doing, like, more cars per month or what?
I think I'm going to do much better. I'm not complaining right now. We're okay.
Good.
But I'm always looking. My son is with me right now, too. So
very good. So you guys are looking to grow?
To grow up a little bit, yeah. I don't want to go very fast. We are in business about 12 years now. And,
right.
I just try to jump.
Very nice. Gotcha. Gotcha. And
my battery is old and I try to jump start it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it looks like the battery went out.
Oh, man.
A jump start.
Oh, man. I actually had to jump start my car this morning.
Whoa.
Yeah. It was a bad morning this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what would you say your return on investment would be? If you were to get that $50,000, like how many more cars per month would you be able to do? Or, you know, how much would your increase in sales be or something?
I'll tell you this. I'm going to do... More cars for on a tire business, more.
Okay.
So I'm going to advertise for faster and more tires every
Perfect.
Time. So this one probably bring me, I don't know, 5 cars a week extra. So it's 20
okay,
cars
good.
A month, something like that's what, how is my how I'm thinking.
Okay,
because
very nice.
The new cars, they have that low profile tires.
Right.
And that's what we try to do these tires too.
Oh, okay.
Profile.
I see. And what are the low profile tires? How are they different?
You need a different, a better machine to do this. And
you currently don't have that.
I cannot do this with my machines right now. So I don't know if these customers, they came over with 35 or 45 low profile tires. So I cannot do it with my older machine.
Gotcha. So with the new machine, you can take.
I keep them, and I have some other shops around me.
Uh-huh.
These shops, they bring all the tires to me.
Right.
And I can keep them too.
Very nice. Okay. Wow. Okay. So that'd be actually a really big help for the business.
Exactly.
Yeah. Because then you can take in all the low profile tires. When were you looking to do the spot, you think?
When I'm looking to buy these things?
Yeah, like when do you need this done by, you would say?
As soon as possible, so I can, since I got the money, I can order it. I'm working here in the shop with Snap-on and Matco Tools.
Okay.
So wherever is better, who give me the better price? You know,
of course.
I need a couple, a few days.
Yeah, of course.
To find out who give the best price and who give the best machine and go from there.
Perfectly. Okay. And so tell me about your credit. How would you rate your credit? Are you good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
Somewhere in the middle.
Okay. Fair enough. Somewhere in the middle. And tell me about sales. How were sales last year?
2016 was very good for me.
Okay, good.
All the summer, actually, now we start slow down a little bit. It's about time. Always when the school starts and everything, we slow down a little bit.
Starts to slow down.
Yeah, but all the 2016, actually, we did better than 2015.
Good. How'd you do last year?
2015 was okay, like the most years.
Yeah.
But 2016, was much better. So I did probably about, maybe I was around 20,000 a month, 22, and on 2016, I jumped to 26, 27, 28,000 a month.
Wow, 26 to 28 per month, huh?
Yeah, so what is that?
Wow, okay, so you...
10-15% over.
Yeah, that's really good. Did you do anything differently, or what increased your sales?
We do different, small things different over here. I stay more in the office, and I had my son to take care of the mechanics in the back.
Very
so
nice, you got some extra help.
Mechanics, so I got two mechanics and my son in the back, and I'm staying in the office, and I work a little bit more with the prices, with the parts, with the customers.
Very nice. So you had some extra help.
Anymore. Yeah.
Very nice, okay. Yeah, always bringing on more people helps. So how long have you guys been in business?
I'm sorry, instead of how long we've been in business?
Yeah.
Till since 2004.
Oh, okay. So you guys have been around for a while.
Yeah.
Very nice. So you guys are pretty
and
established.
I'm about 10 years on the same place over here.
Oh,
the
wow.
The last 3 years I was in a different place. Now the last 10 years I'm here.
Wow, good for
the
you.
Same,
how
the
did
same, the same address.
Very nice. How did you get into the industry?
Oh, that's what I do from a little kid.
No kidding.
I was a mechanic in Europe, and when I moved in the United States, I start work for somebody else, and then I'm opening my own business.
Very, very nice. Wow, that's actually pretty cool.
We're in 15 years old, I started this job, this business.
Wow, so you have a lot of experience in the field.
53 now.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You've got a lot of experience then, huh?
That's right.
Good, good. Glad to hear that. Where'd you come from in Europe?
From Greece.
Oh, okay. Very nice. Did you come at a really young age?
Yeah, it's I'm pretty happy over here these years.
Good. Glad to hear that. You still have all your family back there? Did you come with all of them?
Yeah.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
My father, my mother, brothers, everybody's back.
Oh, no kidding. No one came with you?
Nobody. Nobody want to work with you like me.
Oh, man. you made one big decision on your own, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I don't believe it. My dad did the same thing, actually.
I make decisions very quick. I'm not play. If I think I need something, I make a decision right away. Actually, that I got your brochure from your bank this morning.
Oh, no kidding.
I got a big pack over here for the same reason from everybody.
Oh,
I got,
man,
probably about 20, 25 loan me and loan for you and
this and that.
But I don't know. This morning I get this one. I say Cardiff, Bank of Cardiff. That sounds to me somewhere in England. So
sounded good to you, huh?
Yeah, sounds good to me. That's why.
Well, good. I'm glad you decided to pick it up and give me a call.
Can you do me a favor? Let me answer the other line for a minute.
Yeah, I'll be on hold.
Okay, thank you.
No problem, of course.
Hello.
Hello.
All right. I'm sorry about that.
Well, no, it's okay.
Customer in the other line.
Business is first. I completely agree with you.
Yeah, I have to answer to them. That's the only person they pay.
Exactly. They're the ones giving you the actual money.
Yeah.
So okay. are you the 100% owner of the company?
Yes.
Okay. Excellent. And have you already looked into doing financing anywhere else?
No.
Okay, not quite. Oh, yeah, you just told me you made your decision this morning. You were ready to roll.
Yeah.
So do you currently have any loans out right now?
I'm sorry, I don't understand what exactly you mean.
Do you have any current loans right now?
Current loans, no. I got some credit cards and everything. No other loan.
You just have credit cards right now, but no other loans?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Perfect. So you're not paying any like daily, weekly, or monthly things on any loans?
No.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. Got that. Got what we're looking for. Okay. So it seems like the working capital is exactly what you applied for and exactly what you're looking for. So it's a really easy process for us. The only thing that I require from you is a one-page application, which I'll send to you via email right after this phone call, and 6 months of your most recent bank statements, and then the most recent tax return for the business.
Okay, let me write it down.
Sure. And then I'll also put it all in the email for you so that, you know,
You put it on email?
It's clear.
Okay.
Yeah, right. I'll send it all to you in the email right now. But that's all we look for is those three things. Do you guys take credit cards?
Yes.
Okay, if you take credit cards, I'm also going to need 4 months of your merchant statements. So I'll also make sure I include that in the email. But those are the only documents we require, those simple documents. And then once you send those over to me, I will send them right over to the underwriters. And then within 24 hours, I can usually have a response for you at, you know, what kind of rate, what kind of terms that you qualify for.
All right. I have to fax it to you or...
You can either fax it or email it or mail it, you know, whatever you're comfortable with.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Just put everything on the email and I'll find out now tomorrow morning now and
perfect.
I'll let you know.
Okay, perfect. Right. I will go ahead and send it to you right now and I'll give you, how about I give you a call in the morning to see where you're at. How's that sound?
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay. Perfect then.
All right.
I will send it to you
thank you, sir.
I'll follow up with you tomorrow. All right. Take care, Jimmy.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.